This is Michael Modest. You are listening to Modest Joint. I have the will to fight. Do you? And I'm very excited today on the joint because I've got a new sponsor. And a lot of you probably aren't familiar with this sponsor. It's Mr. Yaki's Hedo Kuto Funeral Services. I was surprised that it's a Japanese tradition to, old tradition, obviously, to cut off the person's head and display it in a small head casket. So once I found out about that, I figured it would catch on quick here in the States. So I went ahead and snatched them up as a sponsor. So let's go ahead and get the sponsorship thing out of the way.
Hello, and thank you for calling Mr. Yaki's Hedo Kuto Funeral Services. To celebrate ancient tradition of Hedo Kuto, today we offer 2-for-1 deal. If 2 loved ones die together, we cut the 2 head for the price of 1. As always, Mr. Yaki, children discounto, free Hedo casketo for children under 12 with purchase of Hedo Kuto Funeral Services.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. Mr. Yaki's Hedo Kuto Funeral Services. This month, make sure you check out Pro Wrestling Illustrated on the cover of the magazine, Bison Smith and Mitsuhara Misawa on the cover. I believe it's a picture from that that moment that Misawa died. He was killed in the ring. And Bison is not the one that killed him. It was Saito. But Bison was the one that celebrated as Misawa laid, spread eagle on the mat, dying. Bison was clapping and jumping around. Kind of sad. Very unfortunate. I'd also like to talk about TNA. Melissa Anderson made her debut as Alicia something or other. I don't remember what her last name was, but Melissa's been doing the gimmick with the Muslim gimmick with the head. I don't remember what her name is when she has the headdress on, but they finally took the mask off her. I guess they told her to beef up a little bit. She looked like she had some pretty good guns on her, and so she did this promo. She started off talking about how she wants to be called the future legend, yada, yada. And I don't get it. They gave her promo time. She talks about she's going to be the future legend, and then she jobs. I'm not sure why they give jobbers, promo time. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I wonder, why not unmask her? Raisha Shaid is what she was called, I just recalled. But why not unmask Raisha Shaid? And that way she keeps the heat from her other gimmick. Well, I don't know. God and TNA bookers work in mysterious ways. I still want to congratulate TNA for managing somehow to have a wrestling program with no actual wrestling in it. I watched again, very disappointed at the content of wrestling. In fact, I have a piece of advice for TNA bookers. Shit happens. Crap occurs. Just wipe and start over. So that's about all I got to say about TNA wrestling. This is my top 10. You may not know it, but it was my birthday on Sunday. I turned 26 years old again. I'm very excited about that. 26 years old. What a great age to be. But anyways, here's my top 10 favorite things about my birthday, gifts and whatnot. Number 10 favorite thing about my birthday, I got a Jenna Jameson anatomically correct cha-cha-cha-chia. Can you imagine? I mean, how fun is that? Number 9, Shaniqua, the 400-pound stripper, was at my birthday party. And thank you, Shaniqua, for the motorboat ride. Lots of fun. Number 8, favorite thing about my birthday, coconut vanilla bean custard cake. Fucking delicious. Handmade from scratch. Number 7, favorite thing about my birthday, somebody gave me TNA wrestling glasses. Now, check this out. You put these glasses on, and it actually looks like there's wrestling on the TNA wrestling program. Even though there's not, the glasses are amazing. Number 6, favorite thing about my birthday, I lived to see another birthday. Number 5, favorite thing, my friends Captain Morgan, Jose, Bud, and, of course, as always, my very good friend Smokey Smokerton. They were all there. Number 4, favorite thing about my birthday, the party got crazy. Someone threw the cat in the pool. But I saved the cat. I'm a hero. So I guess you could say I got wet pussy for my birthday. Number three favorite thing about my birthday, tickets to the 10-year XPW reunion. Doubt I'll be there. Number two favorite thing about my birthday, naked Marco Polo with a scuba mask. Now, that's a true story, man. I played naked Marco Polo for about 2 hours. Lots of fun. And the number one favorite thing about my birthday was my birthday spanking. Lots of fun getting spanked. Anyways, hope you enjoyed the joint. Until next time, wrestling is hardcore. Peace.